T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get to visit with old friends, and we've talked with Dr. Oxnard on a number of occasions, but then we get to make new friends, and Liz Page is joining us right now. Liz, I don't know that I've ever, in all the years, and I've been here for every one of these, I don't know if I've ever heard of anybody being diagnosed and treated zip, 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 zip as quickly as you have. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You got diagnosed March of this year.
Yes.
With lung cancer.
Exactly. March 11th.
And you got your last chemotherapy in July of this year.
July 25th.
You know, that just moved things along
here,
in
August,
right?
And yeah.
Yep. There was no hesitation. Once I knew I had the lung cancer, I went with the surgeon and said, take it out.
Which is what they did.
Yep.
Now, you've had some experience, or your family has had experience with Dana-Farber. It was your nephew, right, 2007,
nephew.
That
yes.
was diagnosed with leukemia. So you had some experience with Dana-Farber.
Exactly. We've done the Jimmy Fun Walk for years. My nephew, who is now going to be a freshman in high school, was completely cured. So it's, you know, the place to come when you need treatment.
Dr. Jeff Oxnard is a lung cancer expert at the Lowe Center for Thoracic Oncology at Dana-Farber. And as I said, we visited with Dr. Oxnard on a number of occasions. Through the years, what we've talked about is how we've progressed. Let's talk about blood tests to check for lung cancer.
If we're going to cure lung cancer, we got to find it, right? And this is an example of finding lung cancer allows us to get rid of it. And our tools for finding lung cancer, you can get CAT scans. CAT scan screening is real. If you've smoked a lot, please go get a CAT scan. You can get CAT scans today, find lung cancer early and cure it. But can we do better than that? And so we're trying to develop these blood tests to find cancer floating around in the blood, you know, unbeknownst to the patient, and identify cancer early in order to find it at a point where we can get rid of it and get rid of it for good.
Now, doctor, I'm always fascinated to hear stories about where we were at, say, 5 years ago to where we are now, or 10 years ago, certainly. How have things advanced?
Our treatments are getting so much better, right? But the potential to totally change the story about lung cancer from a cancer that shows up when it's advanced to a cancer that, like breast cancer, like prostate cancer, we can find it early, that's transformative. And that relies on screening, finding cancer in folks who don't think you have cancer. Go tell your doctor, I want to know if I'm at risk. I want to know if I can get a CAT scan so I can find this early and change the story.
Liz, in your case, as we said, the pace of play here was remarkable. Diagnosed in March, finished chemotherapy in July. It sounds as though you attacked this thing aggressively.
I did. There was no hesitation. Once I knew that it was cancer, I just wanted it out and take the steps that needed to be done as quick as possible.
Was it overwhelming at all at first?
Because
you don't sound like somebody who gets overwhelmed easily.
No, but at first it was. I mean, it was. They diagnosed me because I had pneumonia, and they did a chest x-ray, and they came back and said, when's your last chest x-ray? And I'm like, I've never had one. And they told me I had a mass in my left lung. So that kind of snowballed from there.
Go ahead, Doc.
Her daughter was pregnant with her first grandchild, right? And despite having other stuff going on, she said, look, I got to take care of my health. I got to deal with this, right? And I think that's, you know, a lot of folks are saying, you know, I have other priorities. I don't want to prioritize my health here. But prioritizing your health by taking care of it, you can take advantage of all this progress we're making, right? We have better treatments. We can't throw up our hands and say that lung cancer is this disease we can't fight anymore. Our treatments are better. We are making cures. Please show up and we can help you.
And Liz, you have 3 daughters. One of them is here. What was their reaction when they found out about what was going on with you?
I think they were shocked at how quickly I moved with wanting to get the surgery and have the lung removed, and I didn't give them much planning time to...
No, you're like, this is what's happening,
yep.
And you guys are going to be there for me, so
yep.
Whether you like it or not.
I got the confirmation of the lung cancer on March 11th, and on March 18th, they removed my lung, so...
I should say that Liz, like many patients, never smoked, right? Lung cancer is something that happens to everyone. If you smoked or you didn't, right? Let's remember this is a cancer for all. And what we need to better figure out is that lung cancer risk is beyond smoking. There are inherited risks. There are other environmental risks. We're trying to get to the bottom of that. That is a priority for our research to figure out who really is at risk so we can get to those folks and prevent cancer from happening.
The biggest difference for me over the 18 years that we've been doing this is survival rates and what it was like 18 years ago. And as we said back then, there weren't as many uplifting positive stories like Liz's. And now the survival rates are just so much higher.
And that's through early detection and through better treatments. Treatments like immune therapy, where we can wipe out cancer even as it's spreading. Incredible, right? And so we need folks to take advantage of this progress so we can really change the story.
What was it like dealing with Dr. Oxnard?
He was great. He and his, I remember the first time I met him, it was him and his team came in and, you know, kind of laid everything out and we had a plan and that's what we went with.
I remember she came in with her pregnant daughter and I said, look, you know, we can't cut any corners here. We really have to go big, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not holding back because the stakes are high. Let's recognize the stakes are high.
Yep.
And now I always ask this question because you look marvelous. How do you feel?
I feel good. I do feel very, very well.
And you're continuing with life and travel and work and...
I haven't done the travel yet, but work.
But you want to.
Yes.
I read that somewhere.
Yes. I actually have a trip to Florida booked next weekend, so...
And she's able to do all the stuff that she wants to do and has been able to do.
Yeah. I mean, she will live like a survivor, though. There's always that feeling of being a survivor, of realizing the scans, you know, the scans still happen every 6 months. We still keep an eye. The risk never quite goes away because we always have treatments held in reserve. And we need to recognize that it's hard to be a cancer survivor, but it's better to be a survivor than to be having to live with it.
Well, and a grandmother now, too, right?
I am a grandmother, yeah. Yep.
I feel like you might spoil the grandchild a little bit.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Liz, it was great to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank
and Doctor, good to visit with you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys.
Great. Dr. Jeffrey Oxnard joining us, Liz Page joining us as well as we continue on here on the WEINS and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.